Sheer Factor by Gary Davidson, an audiobook read by a guy doing an impression of Rusty the Rooster from The Friendly Giant. Chapter 16. No New NAFTA. Day 101.
Things weren't going well, and sometimes it felt like everyone was just waiting for Andy to fail. The latest problem was Trump's sudden demands for more concessions under the Canada-US-Mexico trade agreement. What Trump kept calling USMCA for some weird reason, even though it was obviously CUSAM. Andy got his secretary to make the call to Jared, who made the pass off to Ivanka, who was still miffed he wasn't Justin because she adored his doughy brown eyes. Eventually, Andy was speaking directly to the President of the United States. "But sir," he said after POTUS immediately went on the attack, "we're on the same side." "America first," said the President, and then he repeated it more softly like there was an echo. "But we're all conservatives," Andy said. "I'm not," Trump responded. "I'm not even Republican." What? Andy didn't know how to reason with the unreasonable. Truth is, he didn't know how to reason with the reasonable either, but that wasn't the problem now. "I'm here for America, and you've been very bad for us," Trump said. "You don't play fair. You agree on trade agreements that put America first, and then rename them for your own Congress. Parliament," Andy said instinctively, and then instantly regretted it. "No one cares," Trump said. "At least I don't." "Mr. President," Andy began, "we can't support these demands. I'll have to fight them. It's a matter of my political survival." "Your survival," Trump said. "You won the election. I'm the one trying to get a second term." Andy looked around the Prime Minister's office. There were four people listening in on the line. They looked like a bunch of hostage negotiators. Andy gulped. He had to be tough. He was always criticizing Justin for caving. The last thing he could do was cave now. "I'm sorry, Mr. President," Andy said as he stood up while trying to keep his voice calm, "but we can't agree to these new demands. We'll have to walk away from the negotiations." It was crazy. Right after Andy was sworn in and the Democrats in Congress voted on Trump's impeachment, the President and his Republican allies in the Senate went crazy. They began picking fights with everyone, everywhere. They came back to Canada with demands that Andy shut down the oil patch, shutter up the softwood forest industry, and even stop growing potatoes, any one of which would kill the primary industry in four of his provinces. He'd offered up the potatoes. PEI hadn't given him any of their four seats, and the province had too many representatives per person as far as the West was concerned anyway. Served them right if they went into an extended state of depression for a couple of decades. They should have voted Scheer. But oil was Alberta, part of Saskatchewan in the middle of BC, and softwood was the rest of BC. Like, seriously, Andy thought, he could have given up Quebec cheese and Ontario dairy easy enough. Western Canadian oil? That's his base. Heck, those $1,000-a-plate oil industry fundraisers were how they paid off the election debt so fast. What was this guy thinking? "But Mr. President," Andy pleaded. "Listen, kid," Trump said, "I like you. Not Eric like you or even Don Jr. like you, but you're better than that Aladdin guy." Andy sighed. Everyone in the room relaxed a bit. This was something. Something he hoped to build on. "Thing is," Trump continued, "I'm facing re-election and I need to wave my dick around." Andy looked at Dave with his best, did he say stick or dick expression? Dave shrugged. Trump continued, "So here's what I'm going to offer." "Okay," Andy said while a knot formed in his stomach. "You give us open access to dairy in your central parts and put a tax of some sort on that wood of yours so no one down here wants to buy it." Trump paused. "Or I'll sign an executive order calling you up to active service in this Iran conflict we've got going." "Or what now?" Andy said. "You're registered for the draft," Trump said. "I'll activate you on it immediately, send you the crappiest hellhole I can find." "I renounced my citizenship," Andy said. It hadn't been the plan, but when the Globe and Mail had blown his cover, he had no option. Particularly when it came out, he still hadn't, despite becoming Prime Minister. There had been dozens of news trucks that followed him as he crossed from Parliament Hill, went into Bytown, and entered the U.S. Embassy to formally submit the paperwork. "It didn't take," Trump said. "Got lost in the shuffle," he added. "Say your goodbyes to your family, because the moment my signature goes on this paper, you're in the army now, soldier." It's possible Andy soiled his pants right then. If he hadn't, he wasn't sure how, because it felt like the bottom had just dropped out of him. We can't give in to this," Dave pleaded. "What am I supposed to do?" Andy replied. "Go fight for America in a foreign war?" The room got very quiet, disturbingly so. "Call Dick," Hamish said. "What?" Andy replied. "You're not seriously considering this, are you?" "Call Dick Cheney," Hamish insisted. It seemed ridiculous. How would it look if the Prime Minister of Canada went off to fight for his American president in an overseas U.S. war? It would look bad.
No, this is perfect.
Dick said over the speakerphone. I'm sorry, what? Andy replied. He felt like he was having a stroke. Was that possible at 40 years of age?
He can conscript you, but the president has no say over where you're placed, what you do.
Cheney said.
We can get you into a forward command base, as close to the fighting as possible, without you ever being in danger.
Huh? Andy said. He was sure it was a stroke now. There was no other explanation. That's perfect, Hamish said. I can see it now. Canadian Prime Minister refuses to back down against Trump. Risks everything. Everything? Andy stammered. You'll be a war hero in a war we're not even fighting, Hamish said. This will guarantee you a majority next election, Dave added. Next election, Hamish said. We could call one the moment he's discharged.
It gets better.
Cheney's voice said.
90 days after he reports, we put his name in the ring to challenge Trump for the Republican nomination. Let's see, Cadet Bone Spurs beat that. Ha!
Oh boy, Andy swooned and passed out.